Welcome to ParentChildConnect.com. I am Olaolu Ogunyemi. Distractions causing distance from God. Defeat these three daily distractions to become closer to Christ. Day 4. You are what you eat. Introduction. Welcome to the fourth and final day of Distractions Causing Distance from God. So far, we have learned about God's free and freeing love. We have eliminated worry, and we have disconnected from the things that take away all of our time. Now, we are going to tackle our third and final distraction. You are what you eat. Devotion. Distraction number 3. You are what you eat. First of all, don't worry. This isn't Health 101 where I judge you for your vice in the kitchen. Quite honestly, I don't do as well as I should when it comes to eating right, whether we are referring to physical food or mental food. However, while I was meditating on this topic, 1 John 2:15 through 16, New Living Translation, became the focal point of my devotion. It says, "Do not love this world, nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but are of this world." So what is the Bible telling us? Does this mean we cannot enjoy the pleasures of this world? Of course we can. In fact, God desires that we laugh, eat, and enjoy life. So what is the Bible saying? Well, I believe the Bible is telling us to avoid becoming enamored with the physical pleasures of this world. In other words, we should pursue our purpose in God and the upbuilding of His kingdom. Though enticing, pursuing physical pleasures distract us from achieving what God wants us to achieve, and it drives a wedge between our relationship with Him. So I had a moment of self-reflection. And in my moment of self-reflection, I realized that while I'm distracted with my continuous craving for a pursuit of the physical pleasures of this world, like great food, accolades, keeping up with the Joneses, and being the first to know, I could be praying in the spirits at all times and on every occasion, staying alert and being present in my prayers for believers everywhere. And that's Ephesians 6 and 18, New Living Translation. While I am constantly seeking to obtain my oral fixation, I could be doing what Jesus instructs us to do in Mark 9 and 29 when He healed the boy that was possessed. And that is fast, pray, and meditate on Christ. While I am constantly feasting on the negativity of the media, I could be fixing my thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable, thinking about the things that are excellent and worthy of praise. And that is found in Philippians 4 and 8, New Living Translation. What we eat becomes who we are. You know, the old folks used to say it like this: you are what you eat. In other words, choosing to enjoy healthy physical and mental food increases energy and brain function, and it improves your overall mood. But what happens when you feast on negativity? Well, I have a theory. It leads to the following in the spiritual realm. Indigestion. You see, we reject wise advice and biblical teachings and turn to strange doctrines for hope and guidance. It leads to spiritual heartburn. And that is, our hearts are burning with anger and rage and hatred for others, instead of burning with compassion for the poor, widowed, and sick. And it leads to spiritual diarrhea of the mouth. And that means instead of being silent and patient, we are quick to vent our anger and frustration and our disdain for others, while slow to talk to God. You know, 1 Corinthians 6 and 12, New Living Translation, does an excellent job of summarizing this last point by saying, "You say I am allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you." And even though I am allowed to do anything, I must not become a slave to anything. We must choose to avoid becoming a slave to our appetites. Let's pledge to make sound choices with physical and spiritual food that we enjoy. I am confident that if we apply the basic principles that we have discussed over the last few days and avoid these distractions, we will begin to live more healthy and whole lives, build better relationships, and most importantly, draw closer to God. I am excited and proud that we serve a God that can be described like this. There's no shadow he won't light up, no mountain he won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall he won't kick down, no lie he won't tear down, coming after me. I said all that to say, with our daily distractions, listen, our loving Father is still there, waiting on us to reconnect with him. So my question to you is, will you defeat these distractions and reconnect with God? Say this prayer with me. Father, we honor you, we praise you, and we thank you for your word. Thank you for being a great God. Now, Father, we pray that over the next few days, weeks, and months, we become less distracted with our daily lives and more focused on you. And ultimately, Father, we pray that everyone reading these words or listening to this recording can feel your unfailing, unwavering, and never-ending love. We magnify your holy and righteous name. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening, and I pray that you have a wonderful week.